This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters was released on bond from the Mesa County Detention Facility Thursday night. She's been indicted on 10 criminal counts related to election tampering and misconduct. Peters is also seeking higher office. CPR's Benta Berkland.
Tina Peters is still currently running to be Colorado's next Secretary of State. And the Colorado Republican Party has asked Peters to suspend her campaign in light of this indictment.
CPR's Benta Berkland. More Colorado companies are temporarily cutting services in Russia following that country's invasion of Ukraine. Denver-based Western Union is the latest. It is suspending operations in Russia and Belarus. Sanjay Bhagat is a professor at CU's business school.
Their employees and their customers and their other stakeholders might expect them to sort of do, quote unquote, the right thing. It could also be the case that the company's managers are taking a long view of this thing that, look, we have to be perceived in the marketplace as being socially responsible in this case.
Western Union joins Crocs and internet provider Lumen among the Colorado companies pausing their business in Russia. CU Boulder has distributed more than $44 million in emergency financial assistance to students. About 14,000 students use the federal aid to help pay for technology, tuition, books and supplies, housing, other needs. Typical awards range from $500 to $2,000. The Regional Transportation District has a plan to save at least $100 million over the next two decades. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD took out billions of dollars in loans to build the Fast Tracks rail lines. Those loans and the pandemic put the agency's budget in a big hole. Now, it wants to take advantage of low interest rates to refinance some of its debt. Staff estimate the savings could reach $120 million. That would help RTD regain its financial footing as it tries to restore more transit service cut at the beginning of the pandemic. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.